VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
To raise your family in the Catholic faith, is that correct?
That's true.
Can you set aside whatever Catholic beliefs you have regarding any issue before you?
It's day two of the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Holding forth in the committee hearings today is committee chairman Senator Lindsey Graham, who asked Judge Barrett if she felt she could make a judgment without being unduly influenced by her religious beliefs.
I can. I have done that in my time on the Seventh Circuit. If I stay on the Seventh Circuit, I'll continue to do that. If I'm confirmed to the Supreme Court, I will do that still.
Now, Senator Graham said he will be holding a committee vote this Thursday morning, October the 15th at 9 a.m. Unemployment across the U.K. spiked sharply higher in August. That a clear indication that the jobless rate is set to spike higher when a government salary support scheme ends this month and new restrictions are imposed on local areas to suppress a second wave of the coronavirus. The Office for National Statistics said Tuesday that unemployment rose by 138,000 in the 3 months to August from the previous three-month period. Now, that saw the unemployment rate jump to 4.5% from 4.1%. So far, Britain has been spared the sharp rises in unemployment seen in the U.S. because of a national salary support scheme that ends on October the 31st. President, a majority of people in Western Europe want the Democrat challenger Joe Biden to win November's U.S. presidential election. Now, that according to a recent poll by the organization YouGov, which questioned tens of thousands of people about the upcoming November 3rd vote. In Britain, traditionally one of the United States' strongest transatlantic allies, 61% of people said they wanted Joe Biden to win versus 13% for President Trump. This is VOA News. President Trump was in Sanford, Florida last night, his first campaign rally outside of Washington since being diagnosed with the COVID-19 virus.
Through it, now they say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden was in Cincinnati, Ohio.
We have an enormous opportunity. Like America's done, unlike any other country, after every crisis. We've always come out of the crisis stronger than we were before we went in. That's the uniqueness of who we are.
For more on these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Facebook is making a large donation to Britain's Bletchley Park, which played a vital role in World War II after the historic site lost much of its income amid the coronavirus pandemic. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this report.
We now have an opportunity to build back and build who we are.
Transparency International finds only four of 47 countries, the U.S., Britain, Switzerland, and Israel, as actively enforcing legislation against foreign bribery in 2019. Lead author Gillian Dell says the research shows many countries are barely probing such bribery and that it's all too common for businesses in wealthy countries to export corruption to poorer nations, undermining institutions and development. China, the world's largest exporter, was found to conduct little or no enforcement. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Five men accused in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer will be appearing in federal court for a hearing on whether they should be detained for trial. U.S. Magistrate Judge Sally Behrens will be overseeing the bail and detention proceedings in Grand Rapids on Tuesday. All the men are Michigan residents will be appearing. A six-man Barry Croft is being held in Delaware. Police in Belarus detained 713 people during Sunday's mass protests against re-election of the country's authoritarian leader, the harshest crackdown on protesters in weeks. Tens of thousands of people rallied in the Belarusian capital of Minsk, demanding the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko, who has run the country with an iron fist for 26 years. Police quickly moved to disperse the protest with water cannons, stun grenades, and truncheons. Dozens sustained injuries. Human rights advocates said it was the harshest dispersal of a Sunday demonstration since August. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.